It's 437 here on Downtown. Our next guest, former Black Bear, just completed the first season of the Women's National Hockey League. Her Buffalo Buttes lost to the Boston Pride in the championship series. Oh, and by the way, the music that you're hearing is her mom, an accomplished flautist?
Flute player.
Flute player as well. Haley Brown joins us on the show. Haley, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How do you like that introduction?
Oh, that was awesome. I love that music. I knew it sounded familiar.
Well, let's talk about what this first season was like and how exciting it was to play for the first Isabel Cup.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. The whole season, building up to it, just going to the finals. And when we started out our season, I think we were like 0-9. We didn't even expect to be a contender for that. And just being able to make it to the finals in the first season, it was awesome. It was so much fun.
Hey, Brownie, this is Bruce. What was it like, though, when you're coming down the wing and you see the goalie and you used to be her teammate and you're thinking, where am I going to try and tuck this one? I mean, what's it like to be playing against former teammates?
Yeah, playing against Otter, I've always had a lot of fun with her. She's a great girl and she's an awesome goalie, but we know her weakness, Mac and I, Kelly McDonald, and we just love to shoot at five hole. That's what we know. And I had a lot of success against Boston, so I scored a lot of my points against them. So it was a lot of fun. It's just awesome to kind of give her the gears.
It was a, I got to watch both of the games of the final and one of the games against Connecticut, only part of it. What I was impressed with, probably more than anything else, was the tempo of the game and the fact that you're not rolling four lines and three D pairs. Yeah, do you feel like you're in the best shape of your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I had a pretty good advantage coming right out of college. See, some of the other girls, they had been out of college for maybe a year or two, and they kind of been just playing pickup hockey and not had the grind of the college career. And I just finished that, so I was in the best shape of my life, and I just kept getting stronger and stronger as the season went on.
It seems like the league really planned well for this season, having the four teams. It seemed like a manageable number, and by all accounts, the first year was a smashing success. Did the organizers do it right from your perspective?
Oh, absolutely. I think having four teams, with it being a paid league, I think that that's the only viable option that they have. They have to keep it small, and they have to keep the salaries tight, because if you try to expand it, it kind of spreads the wealth a little bit too much, kind of spreads it a little bit too thin. So I think having a condensed league and having all the talent just in those four teams just made it very, very competitive.
Haley, with hockey being one of those sports that kids start playing when they're really, really young, what's been the biggest difference for you in doing something that you've done on the amateur level for so long, now doing it professionally?
Well, it's not really that much different. The only thing that's different is now I'm getting a paycheck every 2 weeks, but I'm taking it with the same mindset that I did growing up. I never thought that this was possible, and I actually thought I was probably going to hang up the skates after my college career. But after I figured out that I could be paid a little bit, it's not too much, but it's enough. It's enough to live by and pay your rent and pay a few bills. So I thought, why not? It's fun. All of us are having a lot of fun, and we're also expanding our career a little bit more.
Now, you get to play in the same team with Kelly McDonald, who we all remember from Maine as a really good, very good defenseman. You played against some other guys. Do you think you're going to see some of your past teammates from Maine next year, like maybe the Riveters might be looking for some help at goalie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. I've been talking to Megan Tracy a lot. She's been texting me all through the season. We've been texting back and forth, like congratulating each other on wins and everything like that. And I've had a few other interested parties in the NWHL. Everyone's just kind of very curious. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a few more Black Bears in the league next year.
And we asked the men who make it to the pros this, and we asked the football players who go from Maine to the NFL, what was it about your time at Maine that made you able to make that leap forward into the professional ranks?
Yeah, well, I think we had a few players that weren't Division I on our team, and we had a few a good mixture. So it was kind of interesting to see. I think the advantage that I had going to Maine was just the discipline in the systems. Our team was very, like, our PK was set, our PP, our forecheck, everything was very, you had to do it by the book, and you had to do exactly what the coaches wanted you to do. So it really helped me follow direction at the professional level. See, the coaches didn't have to kind of guide me in positioning because Maine taught me all that positioning. Ricky Reichenbach taught me all that positioning.
Haley, one last question before we let you go. When you look at the future of the league and you look at the future of women's hockey, do you see it expanding or do you see it staying small like this and therefore making it a very, very difficult thing to stay in?
I've heard a few rumors about maybe it expanding to Canada. I'm not entirely sure about all that, but I think for now, I think we do have to keep it small to build it. Like we do have amazing fans, and most of the games are pretty packed. So that's really good to see. You see like kids in the crowd. You see them with their families. I think it needs to stay small for at least a couple more years until it really can kind of expand even more. And because we need to make the salaries a little bit larger in order for people to make this a living, in order for people to play past maybe just a couple of years out of college. So I think it needs to stay small and generate some more revenue.
Haley Brown, former Black Bear, member of the NWHL's Buffalo Buttes. Congratulations on a great inaugural season. We wish you continued success, and thanks so much for visiting with us this afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Say hello to Russ and Joan for me too, Brownie.
Will do, Bruce.
All right.
Haley Brown joining us here on Downtown. And by